Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.
We start the show with the Emfuleni sanitation crisis. Look, I've been reporting in Emfuleni for a long time, and I'll tell you the most consistent story we tell there is about how the sewer is running through the streets, the sewage. And mobile toilets at the Ramaphosa informal settlement in Vereeniging haven't been cleaned since early this year, since Valentine's Day. That's after the provincial government stopped funding the sanitation program. So can you imagine the situation there now? And fortunately, we have the MEC of Human Settlements, Tasneem Motala, who's agreed to come on to speak to us about this. MEC, welcome to the show. It's such a pleasure to talk to you.
Good evening, Govan, and thanks for having me, and good evening to your listeners.
All right. So, look, it sounds like a desperate situation, right? Why did the Gauteng government decide to stop funding the servicing of the mobile toilets in the Ramaphosa informal settlement?
Sure. So, yes, it is a desperate situation, but I think some context is important. The provision of sanitation, water, electricity, basic services are the responsibility of municipalities. And for a good considerable period of time, the provincial government has been assisting municipalities to be able to provide interim sanitation in informal settlements. We have had budget cuts, so the grant that we are able to use for the interim sanitation has been reduced quite considerably, and also the limit with which we are allowed to use from the grant, because the grant is a conditional grant, has also been reduced. So we communicated this early last year, that the municipalities will have to take over the function, as anyway it is their responsibility. We informed them, we also informed them of the costs, what is the process that they needed to undertake to be able to be ready to take over the service. We had several engagements with the municipalities. Of course, the municipalities were still of the view that they can't afford to take over the service. They have got different financial constraints. We have tried and written to National Human Settlements to look at giving us an increase based on the conditional grants. Can they increase what we are allowed to use? We've also gone to Provincial Treasury to source funding for it, with the rider that, yes, we are supporting municipalities, but ultimately municipalities have to provide the service. It is their function and their responsibility.
So if you're going to national and provincial treasury for increased funding, what does that mean about your confidence in the city of Emfuleni? Do you think Emfuleni municipality can start to service these mobile toilets on their own?
Well, look, it's not only Emfuleni, Governor. I think it's important just to state that. Of course, Emfuleni has been the one municipality where that informal settlement in particular has been protesting. I was there last week. We actually engaged service providers to clean the toilets at no cost to the department, because we are still engaging National Human Settlements. We're also engaging Provincial Treasury to fund the project, the program. So we engaged service providers that had been contracted prior, and asked them would they be willing to clean the toilets at no cost to the province, which they humbly obliged to. They did agree. They said, yes, look, we are willing to give back to the communities, and they would have cleaned it. So we arranged for them to be cleaned last week and I think the week prior. I think we shouldn't make this just about Emfuleni. All the municipalities in Sedibeng, so it's also Midvaal, it's also Lesedi municipality. In the West Rand, it's Rand West, it's Mogale City, it's Merafong. The reality is that, for a myriad of reasons combined over a long period of time, the municipalities just don't have the funding to be able to provide the service. These are informal settlements. Mm. These are, customers who are not paying any service. In most of the cases, they have invaded those lands illegally. And from a human rights perspective, we have to provide water, electricity, sanitation.
Yeah, I'm glad that you said from a human rights perspective we have to, because they deserve toilets or servicing of mobile toilets. Could you clarify? Clarify to me how many informal settlements are currently sitting with mobile toilets that haven't been serviced?
That we are currently, we are responsible for about 50 informal settlements between the six municipalities that I've mentioned. The metros, fortunately or unfortunately, I don't know, depending on which side of the fence you sit, the metro municipalities have been providing the service themselves. So we've not had to extend assistance to the metro municipalities to provide the service. Ours has just been over the past few years in the smaller municipalities. And like you said in your opening statement, you know, you've covered issues from the Mfuleni in particular. They have generally an aging infrastructure problem. They also generally have finance problems, being able just to manage the finances of the municipality. I think it's well known that they owe, for instance, Eskom, they owed Redwater millions, and you know, they even had there was also a time when their accounts were attached and things like that. But I think, you know, from a human rights perspective, we do have to. I'm quite confident that together with National Human Settlements and Provincial Treasury, we should get a positive outcome before the end of the week.
I would hope so, MEC, because, you know, they were reporting that there were worms and maggots on the toilet seats, eh? In the Ramaphosa informal settlement. And you saw the state of it.
Yes, I was there last week, and like I say, we engaged service providers to go in and clean them at no cost to the provincial government.
But that's a once-off, right?
So what
happens now?
To do it, while we're waiting for a positive response to assist the municipality. But, you know, the municipalities were informed well in advance that they had to take over this service from the beginning of this financial year, our financial year. And I think it's just also maybe an attitude of the municipalities that they feel that, oh, the province will come on board and they'll save us and they'll do what we're doing. And that's got to change. It's unsustainable for us to be taking money and paying for interim sanitation when we actually should be paying for permanent solutions on infrastructure.
You mentioned the 50 other informal settlements. Have those municipalities been able to take over the service successfully?
No, none of them from a finance point of view, but I know that in Rand West, they did a similar where the municipality in the interim, they made some funding available to be able to clean the toilets.
No.
I think Mfuleni was also going to do the same. But before the end of the week, I'm sure we will have a response from both National Human Settlements and Provincial Treasury as to what funding they can commit for us to continue.
No, then this situation is more desperate than we know. I think, like, if there are 50 municipalities and only Rand West was able to make a plan for this, it means there are thousands of people who are currently sitting with six municipalities, thousands of people currently sitting with mobile toilets that haven't been serviced. That is terrible.
You know, we've got to have a broader conversation just about the proliferation of informal settlements. They keep growing in our province. Just yesterday, I received a report of an informal settlement growing up somewhere near Witkoppen. It is on private land, so invasions are now taking place even on private land, no longer on provincial or municipal land. Some people see it, there's also an element of money-making scheme, because you find there are people who sell, if I could call it that.
Yeah, people sell stands informal settlements. I understand that, MEC. But it is a burden on the municipality. I understand that, but you know, at the core of this is the right to sanitation, and I must say that I appreciate
your
And that's why I appreciate you guys explaining why you took the decision due to the funding constraints. And to be honest here, the municipality should have made a plan. If they knew about this that long ago, then I don't think the provincial government can take the blame for this. Thank you, MEC, for coming on to explain this.
Yeah, look, I think it's not about blaming. I think we just have to take responsibility. It needs a broader conversation just about the state of municipalities as a whole. You know, metros these days are almost no different to local municipalities in the way that they conduct themselves and are able to provide services. But there is a review on funding of municipalities underway, and I'm hoping that that is going to be able to respond to what municipalities get from the equitable share to be able to provide for services, because the services are costly. That's the reality. To be able to provide water, electricity, sanitation services, they are extremely expensive. The economic conditions are leading towards less and less people paying for services. The infrastructure is aging at a rapidly increasing rate, and we're just not able to. So if I would have budgeted to build bulk infrastructure, I've now got to cut that budget to provide interim sanitation, and I'm not able to build permanent infrastructure. And, you know, we've got to have citizens that are responsible as well, and everybody's got to come on board to be able to address our spatial issues, the proliferation of informal settlements, and all the issues combined.
Mm. It's not an easy job, I'll tell you that much.
Definitely.
And I mean, being the MEC
no,
of human settlements is not something that I think you celebrate once you get into that position, because you realize what the task is. Thank you, MEC, for coming on and talking to us about this.
Thank you, Gavin.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure. Okay, so, well, you know, I understand why informal settlements pop up in South Africa. We have a high rate of urbanization. And the MEC, I guess, from her perspective, is managing the money that's in the Gauteng budget. But what's happening on the ground? You know, what's going on in Mfuleni, where you could have a toilet, mobile toilets that weren't cleaned since Valentine's Day? We've got the head of the DA constituency in Mfuleni, Dennis Ryder. He's on the line. Dennis, welcome to the show. Thank you.
Good evening, Govan. Nice to chat to you again. And Dumelang Batu Boshle, all the people listening, thank you very much for having me on.
Well, Dennis, you heard the MEC say that's it's your job. It's not theirs. And they've been helping you out for a number of years. And essentially, Mfuleni's dropped the ball here. What do you think?
So, Govan, perhaps just to put that into perspective, I'm the constituency head for Mfuleni South, which I'm actually a member of parliament. I sit in the National Council of Provinces. So I give political guidance to the councillors there. I certainly don't speak on behalf of Mfuleni, but I also don't believe that it's Mfuleni's role. I'm certainly no fan of the Mfuleni municipality. I think that they are responsible for a lot of nasty things happening, and really there's management problems there coming out of the ears. But the Ramaphosa informal settlement, let's talk about that one specifically, since that's the one that we're talking about, you raised with MEC Motara. Good evening to Nima if you're listening still. Realistically, what happened with those toilets were brought in by the province just ahead of a by-election, must be 18 months ago. So they were brought in, and that's what you call a classic unfunded mandate for the municipality. Now, if you look at how the finances are set up across the three spheres of government, municipalities are responsible for delivering certain services, and those are clearly laid out in schedules 4 and 5 of the constitution. Informal settlements obviously fall a little bit into a gray area, because it really is part of the human settlements mandate. And so there are things called the Human Settlements Development Grant, and also the Informal Settlements Upgrade Grant. These are grants that are given to metros to deal with problems like this. And for the local municipalities, they don't receive those grants. And actually, the responsibility falls squarely on the shoulders of the province. to make sure that these sort of things are dealt with. So if you look at housing generally...
I must say, Dennis, I disagree with you that it falls squarely on the shoulders of the province. You say that the province brought those toilets in with an unfunded mandate, right? But I don't like talking about informal settlements and sanitation as if they're terms. These are people, you know? And these people need to use the toilet. Tell me, Dennis, you're the constituency head there. Did those people need those toilets?
Absolutely, they needed the toilets, and there needed to be a plan made. But, of course, you've got to look at where funding goes. So accountability must go with funding. You can't just hold someone accountable if you don't give them the money to perform a service. So the Mfuleni municipality is not given funding to service those toilets. And it's the same with, for example, building what we used to call RDP houses, housing development, human settlements.
But,
metros are given accreditation to perform that function.
But Dennis, can
that function
we expect...
is never given. There's no ways it's ever given to a local municipality. So the smaller municipalities are not given the funding to deal with these issues. So you can tell them that from Valentine's Day it's your job to service them. It's not going to happen because they don't have the money. And everyone's aware, Mfuleni as a municipality has tremendous difficulty already just putting together basic services. I mean, I actually thought I was being asked to come on tonight to talk about the waste removal in terms of picking up the rubbish from people on a weekly basis, which is also not happening.
I know that there are many problems in the Mfuleni municipality, but I don't think it's fair to expect these people to accept that the municipality doesn't have any funding and therefore they'll have to wait until the government gets money before they can get a toilet. And you know, at this point, shouldn't the municipality have prioritized servicing these toilets? Because sanitation is dignity, and that should be what we prioritize first.
Absolutely, Governor. I use every chance that I can to bash the Mfuleni local municipality. Honestly, in this instance, I don't think it's their responsibility. I believe the responsibility falls squarely with the province for this one.
I've seen a report saying that the Mfuleni municipality needs 5 months before they can service these toilets. Is that right? 5 months?
I haven't seen the report, but I would say that that would be ambitious if for the Mfuleni municipality to find the money. I presume that means that 5 months would probably take them into their new financial year. But realistically, I think it's ambitious because I've seen that they can't deliver other services to other people, even in the formal housing areas. I don't think it's realistic.
But what about your constituency?
So I know what you're saying. You say it can't be done more quickly, but I'm saying I don't even think it's going to be done in 5 months. The province needs to step up.
But what about your constituency? What are they going to do if
the provincial
government... Well, my constituency
is obviously hugely frustrated, and the people are crying out for help. That's exactly why we've had the protest actions, closed down the RAD2 last week, and causing great unhappiness in the broader area. But, I mean, as you point out, these people are frustrated to a point where they don't know where else to turn, because really the toilets, portable toilets were brought there. They were kind of dumped by the province, as I say, ahead of a by-election, and there wasn't a long-term plan to deal with how to keep them clean. So, you know, if you're going to bring something in, and as you correctly point out, it was incredibly important to bring those toilets in, but there must be a bigger plan to ensure that these things are serviced.
Now, Dennis Ryder, thank you so much. I appreciate you coming on to give us that perspective. It's equally desperate. But I thought it would be necessary to hear from you. Thanks, Dennis.
Thank you.
Well, that was just depressing. You know, and I hear them saying that they don't have money, but my point of view is it's a shame. And shame on the Mfuleni municipality. Shame on them and all those other municipalities that aren't servicing the toilets. It's so easy to blame the provincial government. But in this case, the provincial government is correct. Sanitation is a core function of municipalities. And Mfuleni doesn't have money because the government hasn't given it money. It doesn't have money because it has a history of systemic mismanagement of the people's finances. And you know what? Those people in the informal settlement deserve better. They don't deserve to be told, we don't have money to service your toilets. Imagine how they must be living. The provincial government has helped with a grant, and now that it's gone, well, you blame them. I'm not surprised, but shame on Emfuleni Municipality. That's my point of view, and you're listening to Point of View. What's yours? Get in touch with us. Give us a voice note or give us a call. And in a moment, we'll go to the US-South Africa trade talks. My name is Govan Whittles, and coming up, we have Professor John Stremlau and Dr. Tebe Ikalifeng.
Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.